And welcome back inside the Cave Weekend Edition. Corey Cox, Pat Hayes with you. And as promised in studio, we have varsity baseball coach for Madison High School, Chris Dubbs, inside the Cave. And good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. First thing, obviously, Mother's Day. I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers who make it possible. Our season isn't able to happen without the mothers taking care of the boys.
They take care of business, don't they?
Turning uniforms around in a day, and I'm busy switching schedules on them and practice schedule changes because of whatever, and so they have to deal with a lot of stuff from that. I'm very appreciative to all the help we get from the mothers.
Absolutely. Well, you had a pretty good game yesterday, beating the Blissfield Royals 12-2. Cameron Barber, 13 strikeouts, pretty good outing for him.
Yeah, of his last three, that's actually probably his off day. So he's been really hot the last three times he's taken the mound.
So just looking back at the season, you know, when we talked earlier, you thought you had a good group coming in. You know, but you still were a little bit young, but you had young experience and that kind of combination. How have you seen them grow as the season's gone on so far?
Well, you can see a maturation process that's happening where they're just kind of growing up as players, as infielders and outfielders. And at the plate, we must have had, I didn't go through it yesterday, but we must have had 8 or 9 hits on 2 strike counts yesterday, things like that. But, I mean, and also, too, we had a couple bad losses early in series, the first game of the series with Onstad and Ida. We got shut down pretty good, didn't play well defensively, and we turned around and won the next two games of the series. So those are things that last year it would have just kind of snowballed into – you know, oh crap, this isn't going well, and you know, and things. But we've kind of grown through that. We won't let one error turn into 4 errors and 2 walks and another hit, you know, and things like that. So for the most part, it's just growing up as ball players, and that's really what happened. Just all the experience we got last year with Nolan and Miles being out, a bunch of other guys got, you know, 40, 50, 60 at bats and plenty of chances in the field that they probably wouldn't have got if those guys hadn't been out.
Well, talk about your players that are getting the job done for you.
I mean, really the whole group defensively is playing very well. We're not making many errors. We're not making many mistakes. But Brian's hitting the ball really well. Cam's hitting the ball really well. Norman's hitting the ball. I mean, Norman has 34 RBIs in 18 games. You know, Brian has scored 49 runs and 83 plate appearances. So those guys are moving them around. But it's not just them. We're getting – Caden Randall has 13 RBIs. Guys at the bottom of the order, once we get past those first three, are picking up hits and they're moving runners. And that's really the biggest thing, too, is we're not playing for ourselves. We're playing to move runners. We don't have to get a hit. Guy on second with – less than 2 outs, get him to third. That's the goal. You know, but from that, it's turning into base hits in the hole and things like that, and not just pop-ups on the infield where you can't advance anybody.
Yeah, and, you know, moving runners along and getting them in scoring position, things like that is huge in high school baseball. And looking at your roster, you know, it seems also, too, that you got – these kids taking on, you know, sounds like great leadership roles too, where maybe sometimes maybe last year or even earlier in the season, maybe you're making trips out to the mound or you're talking in the dugout, where now you're kind of giving them opportunities to work through some situations, you know, whether it's the count, you know, whether they're on the mound pitching or whether at the plate batting, they're growing up to where you're giving them, it's more of a feel of that it's their team and that they're taking responsibilities for the situations.
Absolutely. And we started a mantra a couple years ago of hold the rope. It's an old Skip Bertman thing, the LSU manager there from years ago. And they carry a rope around and we're going to hold the rope, which means, you know, I'm going to hold you. If you're falling, if you're having trouble, we're going to hold you up. We're going to figure it out. And that's a great thing. The other thing that's happened this year also is the JV staff, Javi and Kenny, are both helping tremendously as far as handling pitchers and letting me do other things where I can supervise. And also Isaac Solis now is running my infield and coaching third base. He's been with me since he was 8 years old. So he's got a pretty good idea of what's going on. It's kind of neat because some of the stuff I yell as I'm moving runners, I'm sitting in the dugout listening to him, and this is the stuff that I've been hollering at him, so it's kind of neat to see the progression of that. But that also leaves me in the dugout to have conversations, because it's really hard to have conversations during game with the kids when you're at third base, because they're on the field when I'm in the dugout, and you know, vice versa, I'm on the field when they're in the dugout. So we're able to have those conversations, and Victor in the dugout has been a great addition. So I mean, the staff is just as much a part of this as anything that I've done. But the boys, we try to do some fun stuff. We had the Midnight Madness there the first day of practice with the juniors and seniors, and it kind of got us off to a good start. And so that's really where we're at.
Well, your feeder program is very, very important if you want to continue this on and on and on. You said your JV program is up and running well. How far back do these kids go to get their first experience with baseball?
Well, we've got the MIAC program that's running now, that's stocked with kids. Gunnar Rainey, one of my old players, Adrian College coach, comes over and does a camp with them in the summer and things like that. So, I mean, we've got people that are playing ball. I'm not getting – in the beginning, when we didn't have the feeder program, I'd get some kids, well, have you ever played? No, I haven't played before. Okay, you're going to need a mitt. You know, that's kind of where the program was 15 years ago when I took over. And so that's not the case anymore. They've at least been playing and doing things. And I mean, we've got the eighth grade and we've got the middle school team now, so they're playing competitive middle school games against the other schools as well. You know, so it's just development and playing the game, and you've got to play it in game situations. Another thing that I saw 2 weeks ago, I had gone over to the school for something. I'm like, well, who's on the diamond? Well, there's kids out there playing catch. You know, which is stuff you don't see a whole lot anymore. Coaches, no nothing. They just want to go. There's four of my JV kids out there and a middle schooler. It's actually Brooks's brother out there playing catch and just working on baseball because it's fun.
Yeah, and that's one thing, you know, just touching base back when I got to listen to all the coaches, is just the numbers in the area. Some schools are really struggling, and you really see you guys and Tecumseh have done a great job of really making it fun. You know, your youth programs make it fun for these kids. So it's a game at that age where then they want to start putting in the time on their own. And, you know, that you know, sometimes it's hard to get going, but it pays off once, you know, these kids enjoy it at that age. So then when they get up to middle school and JV, they're doing it because they enjoy the game, and then they're ready to take it to the next level.
Absolutely. That's the biggest thing, is just play the game, enjoy it. But you have to work. If you just do practice from March 10th till June 1st or whenever the season happens then, that's not going to be enough. You're not going to, you know, if you dust the mitt off in March, you're not going to have arm strength. You're not going to be, I mean, you have to start over on hitting and your drills and whatever other habits you've come up with. So, I mean, it's huge to be playing and to go out and play on your own in the summer.
Well, you know, with spring, a lot of games canceled or reschedule, it's got to be a nightmare for baseball coaches to figure out when you're going to play depending on the weather.
It certainly is. I've spent a lot of hours with Mrs. Jordan trying to figure out how are we going to get the league games in. Still, we also want to play competitive non-league games and keep those guys on the schedule. And then comes the thing, well, we don't have a bus. You know, so we pack them up in the vans and we figure out how to get them there. So, I mean, that's the other side of the equation a lot of people don't see, is that when you're rescheduling, you know, you've got all these other events going on and tracks going here and things like that, and they've got 120 kids, and so it takes three buses, and so you don't just automatically have a bus driver available. So it's a tricky matrix to figure out for the ADs as well.
What about parents? Have they been a big help to you as far as your needs with the baseball program?
There's support. They'll come out. I've got one parent that'll, hey, do you need help cleaning the field up? So I spent Wednesday, Thursday, Friday pumping water out of the outfield so we could play on Friday at home. We weren't able to play on Thursday because of that monstrous rainstorm we got Thursday morning.
Yeah.
And had to run over to Blissfield. Blissfield did a great job of getting their field together because they were a mess too. You know, so we're able to get those games in, which is huge.
So looking ahead here at your schedule, you got Clinton coming up. You know, you guys are in the driver's seat for the league championship. I mean, that one of your goals that you guys set for the season coming in was to compete for this league title. And do you have a good chance at, you know, fulfilling that goal?
Absolutely. I think we've got ourselves in a position where, I mean, we kind of hold our own destiny, but, you know, Joe always has those guys ready, and Clinton's certainly not going to say, oh, well, yeah, you can have it. You know, and neither will Dundee. I mean, Paul always has a good program over there, and, I mean, they took two from Ida, so, You know, and I mean, we've still got six very competitive games with them, and then possibly a third game with Hudson that we still have hanging out there too.
Yeah, and we looked at this, and it seems to be the new schedule with the Tuesday Thursday games. If they get them in, you know, it looks like it's going to be good for the league and good for going moving forward.
Yeah, I really like it, and I have a bunch of pitchers right now, so for me that's not as challenging. But looking down the line, I may not. So, but I do think that league championship will be decided by the best team will win the league, whether it's us or Onstead or Clinton or even Ida. Ida's not out of it yet either. So, I think those are really the four that are still in the race. But they definitely won't just go away, and you're going to have to fight. We're going to have to fight and scratch and claw and try to figure out a way to pick up some more victories.
Yeah, for sure. Well, district play getting underway. Not too many weeks away. You'll be over at Tecumseh. They'll be the host. You've got Adrian. You got yourselves, Dundee, Milan, and Tecumseh. It's not going to be easy there.
No, definitely not. I mean, Adrian and Tecumseh are both really good. I don't know much about Milan. I really haven't seen them at all, and I've been asking, and my umpires haven't seen them either, so I'm like, I don't know. So, but I'm sure they're going to be ready to play. Traditionally, they've had a pretty decent program. So I'm sure they're not going to roll over for us either. And whoever we see, we would see Dundee, Adrian, or Tecumseh if we're fortunate enough to get to the final. And I know all those guys will be ready to play too. So it'll be a dogfight.
Have there been any rules changes in baseball over the last couple of years?
Not any major ones.
Yeah,
it's been pretty status quo. They do little things, but. How they allow the pitcher to stand for windup versus stretch and things like that, but it's pretty minor. It hasn't really changed how the game is played or how I would coach it.
Yeah, you said you really don't have any problem with pitchers. You've got quite a few of them. As far as your ace, you know, they can only throw so many pitches over a course of a week. Explain that to us again.
The 105 is the max that you can do in one day. You can finish a batter and go over that, but then you have 3 days or 3 days off. So if you do that, if you pitch less than 25, you don't have to take any days off. So it's kind of a juggling match. Like at the end of the game, with Blissfield the other day, I just chunked two innings just to give a guy an appearance, but also to keep him under 25. So I had him available for Friday or Saturday instead of just running people out.
Okay.
Now, Coach, you brought somebody here with you. Who'd you bring here with you today?
I've got my first baseman, Brooks Horwath, with us.
How we doing, guys?
Hey, Brooks. Thanks for stopping in. So what's your take, just from a player's perspective of how do you see this season going? Has it been what you thought going in? Tell us a little bit. You're a junior, correct?
Yeah, I'm a junior. And I have to say that after last year having Nolan and Miles' leadership, and, you know, taking us out into the outfield and, you know, leading us through everything, I was a little worried coming into this season how our leadership would stand with, you know, just guys I've grown up with since third grade, you know, maybe not the best leaders in my mind, but I was definitely wrong. I mean, he was talking about our ace and our starting catcher, Cameron Barber. When we go out into the outfield and he holds the rope and he's given us a good speech to get ready for a game, and I've been also really impressed with Norman, who never was really a big talker throughout youth sports or middle school sports, but his passion and love for the game, I think, has just allowed him to grow into a leadership role as well. And then Brian, I mean, this is his thing. I mean, this is his number one sport, even though I play two other sports with him as well. And you know, he might not talk as much as Barber and Norman, but if I strike out or if I do something bad, he's the first one there to pick me up in the dugout. So I think it's a really great environment, maybe one of the best, or if not the best, that I've played this year. So
you were mentioned you're a multiple sport athlete. Do you find that with most of the players that are on your team, they play other sports too?
Yes, at least one. Me and Brian are the only three-sporters on the team, but then one of our outfielders, Quinn Chawinski, he's a hockey player, and So it's like we've got guys who can do a bunch of different things. They bring a bunch of different skill sets and mindsets into the game. And Kaysen Snyder, who he was just talking about saving, one of our new pitchers, he's also on my basketball team. So I think that really helps with the relationships with guys, you know, that we built from our basketball and football season jumping into this baseball season. You know, we don't have to get to know anybody. You know, we had those 8 junior starters in the district game last week, or sophomores at the time, which was pretty cool to see, and, you know, competing and almost winning a district title with 8 sophomores in your starting lineup. I mean, you don't hear about that much. So I think that definitely helped our relationship for the baseball season.
I hear your passion for baseball here. Any ideas about going to the next level?
You know, I'm not necessarily the best when it comes to baseball, but, you know, I love the sport, and, you know, I'd say my knowledge base is next to anyone on the team, if not more, when it comes to knowing about the game and the history of the game itself. But I wouldn't say I have any plans to go on to the next level, but I just, you know, I would like to get to a state championship maybe our senior year and just have a lot of fun with these guys, because just watching some of these guys play, and it's incredible.
That's
incredible
to watch. That's great.
Well, hey, Brooks, don't rush it too soon. You're only your junior here, so don't rush. You want the conference championship and some district titles this year, so don't rush don't rush to your senior year quite yet. But Coach, you know, just from knowing him and you know the way you talk about your team, and you got a great group of kids, and that kind of helps lead to the success. And you know, it's going to be an exciting time, you know, watching you guys and seeing how your season unfolds. You know, we're, you know, just excited for you guys and the season that you guys are having so far. It's been great to hear about, you know, the success that you guys are having.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Going to the LCAA, was that last year?
Yep, last year was our first year.
So what's your impression so far?
Oh, they battle. Every team battles. It doesn't matter if they're, I mean – Hudson's not having the greatest season, but they battle. The kids come to play. Yep. Hillsdale, the kids come to play. So you don't have off time. If you take a day off, somebody's going to whack you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that simple.
Chris, we appreciate you coming in. Brooks, thanks for coming in also, and continued success. And keep sending us your information on your games.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.